Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Guardian Angels, you know, each one of us really needs to stop and think about the faithful protector that God has given to us. You know, he's with us on the job 24 hours a day, you know, from the moment we're conceived until the moment that we enter eternity. And this being the case, you know, we really need to have a relationship with that angel. We need to pray to him because he's always with us. He never rests or sleeps. You know, he doesn't get tired or distracted. So, you know, we don't have to worry that he's not going to be paying attention. You know, God has put our angel in charge of us. And, you know, if we don't listen, we'll have to answer to God one day why we disregarded, you know, such a guide. We need to pray to our angel. You know, that's why he's there. God told the people of Israel, "I have given you my angel, charge over you. Heed his voice." And if they didn't heed his voice, but rebelled against him, you know, God warned them that things wouldn't go well for them. And the same is true for each one of us. We can ask our angel to do things. You know, for example, if we can't make it to an extra mass during the week, you know, for whatever reason, we can ask our angel, you know, to go for us. When we drive past a church and don't have time to stop for a visit, we can ask our angel to stop in and make a visit, you know, to the Blessed Sacrament for us. Tell the Lord that we love him. You know, little things like that. You know, before we meet with someone or talk with them on the phone, you know, we can ask our angel to greet their angel and establish things on a spiritual level first so that things will go well. We can ask him to tell Our Lady, you know, how much we love her because our angels are at her service. You know, they're beholding God face to face right now and every moment of the day, even though they're with us. So we have a clear channel, you know, open to heaven through them. We have an opportunity to ask them to pray for us and to place our petitions, you know, before the throne of God. Like God, you know, our angels will not force us to do anything. You know, they'll bring God's messages to us. You know, that's what the word angel means, a messenger. And they'll inspire us or try to inspire us to do what's right, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we will. We have to want to do what's right. We, you know, have to make that choice. That's why God's given us a free will, you know, so that we may use it to choose him, freely. So especially, you know, today of all days, let us make our guardian angels happy by living holy lives. But not just today, on our angel's feast day, but every day, because he's with us every day. He's a gift from God. And, you know, in a world that's gone astray like us, or like ours, you know, we need our guardian angels more than ever to keep us on the right path that will lead to glory, the glory of eternity, by knowing and doing God's will. So we pray today to our angels, wish them a happy feast day, and take advantage of the gift that God has given to each one of us.